Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're diving deep into our AG pipeline security. That's retrieval augmented generation for anyone who hasn't been drowning in AI architecture diagrams lately. Look, our AG has become the default pattern for enterprise AI, and I've been auditing these systems for the past 2 years. What I'm seeing keeps me up at night. So let's talk about how to actually secure these things before attackers figure out what we already know. Section: the RAG attack surface, understanding what you're defending. Retrieval augmented generation fundamentally changed how we build AI systems. By grounding LLM responses in retrieved documents, we solved hallucination problems while creating an entirely new attack surface. Let me be blunt. Most RAG implementations I audit have security as an afterthought, bolted on after the architecture was finalized. ARAG pipeline has 5 critical attack surfaces: the ingestion layer, the embedding model, the vector database, the retrieval mechanism, and the augmented prompt construction. Each surface presents distinct vulnerabilities mapped in MITRE ATLAS under techniques like AML.T0049, data poisoning, and AML.T0043, prompt injection. The OWASP LLM Top 10 addresses several RAG-specific risks, particularly LLM01, prompt injection, and LLM06, sensitive information disclosure. However, these guidelines don't capture the compound risk when vulnerabilities chain together. Consider this attack chain. An adversary poisons a document during ingestion. That document gets embedded and indexed. A user query retrieves it, and the poisoned content executes an indirect prompt injection. Let's map the threat model concretely. Code examples shown in the article Real-World Incidents are accumulating. In late 2025, researchers demonstrated embedding space attacks against production RAG systems, achieving 94% success rates in triggering unintended behaviors. The attack required only write access to a single document in the knowledge base. That's your threat model. One compromised document can compromise your entire pipeline. Here's my take on this. Your RAG pipeline isn't one attack surface. It's 5 distinct surfaces that chain together. One poison document can cascade through your entire system. Section: ingestion security, sanitizing the knowledge base. Document ingestion is where most RAG compromises originate. You're accepting external content, PDFs, web pages, internal documents, and trusting it to augment your LLM's responses. That trust model is fundamentally broken without proper controls. Implement content scanning at 3 levels. First, structural validation ensures documents conform to expected formats and don't contain embedded executables or malformed structures. Second, semantic scanning identifies injection patterns using classifiers trained on known attack payloads. Third, provenance verification confirms document authenticity and tracks modification history. Here's a practical ingestion sanitization pipeline. Code example shown in the article. The injection classifier deserves special attention. Train it on datasets like the Garrick prompt injection corpus and augment with organization-specific patterns. False positives are acceptable. Quarantine and human review beats automated compromise. Implement document signing for internal sources. Every document entering your RAG system should have cryptographic provenance. When incidents occur, you need forensic capability to trace poison content to its origin. Here's my take on this. Treat document ingestion like you treat code deployment, with scanning, signing, and the assumption that any input could be malicious. Section: vector database hardening, protecting the semantic index. Vector databases are the crown jewels of our AG systems, yet they receive minimal security attention. Pinecone, Weaviate, Milvus, Qtrant all have different security models, and most deployments use default configurations that would make a junior sysadmin wince. Start with access control. Vector databases support namespace isolation, but I consistently find production systems using single namespaces with overly permissive API keys. Implement least privilege access. Read-only keys for retrieval services. Write access only for ingestion pipelines, and administrative access restricted to security-controlled service accounts. Query injection is an emerging threat. Attackers craft queries designed to manipulate similarity scores or extract information about the embedding space. Defense requires query sanitization and anomaly detection. Code examples shown in the article enable encryption at rest and in transit. Vector databases store semantic representations of your proprietary data. Embeddings can be inverted to approximate original content. Recent research demonstrated embedding inversion attacks with 70% content recovery rates. Encrypt your vector stores like you encrypt your document stores. Monitor for embedding drift and injection. Establish baseline distributions for your embedding space and alert on statistical anomalies that might indicate poisoning attempts. NIST AIRMF's measure function provides frameworks for this continuous monitoring. Here's my take on this. Embeddings aren't just numbers. They're invertible representations of your data. Protect your vector database like you'd protect the documents themselves. Section: Retrieval Integrity, Securing the Context Pipeline. The retrieval phase connects user queries to your knowledge base. It's where indirect prompt injection becomes direct prompt injection and where access control failures become data breaches. Securing retrieval requires defense at multiple layers. Implement retrieval time access control, not just query time. Tag documents with classification levels during ingestion and filter results based on user authorization context. This seems obvious, but I've audited Fortune 500 RAG deployments where any authenticated user could retrieve any document through carefully crafted queries. Context window management is critical. Attackers use long context stuffing to push legitimate instructions out of the LLM's attention window while injecting malicious content. Implement strict context budgets. Code example shown in the article, relevance score validation catches anomalies. If a document suddenly achieves unusually high similarity scores across diverse queries, it's likely been crafted for maximum retrieval probability, a classic embedding poisoning indicator. Set thresholds and alert on statistical outliers. Consider retrieval provenance. Track which documents contributed to which responses. When users report suspicious outputs, you need forensic capability to identify the source content and remove it from the index. Here's my take on this. Retrieval isn't just about finding relevant documents. It's about ensuring only authorized, untainted content reaches your LLM. Section: Prompt Construction Defenses, the last line. Prompt construction is your final defense. Retrieved content has passed ingestion sanitization, survived vector database controls, and cleared retrieval filters. Yet it might still contain injection payloads that evade detection. Assume breach at this layer. Implement strict prompt templating with clear role boundaries. The system prompt must be immutable and resistant to override attempts from retrieved content. Code example shown in the article, output validation catches successful injections. Use a secondary classifier to analyze LLM responses for indicators of compromised behavior. Unexpected formatting, revealed instructions, anomalous confidence levels, or content that contradicts known ground truth. Consider canary tokens. Embed unique identifiers in system prompts that should never appear in outputs. If they do, you've detected a successful instruction extraction attack. Alert and audit immediately. Implement response filtering for sensitive data patterns. Even with perfect injection defenses, the LLM might leak information through retrieved context. Apply DLP-style scanning to outputs before they reach users. Here's my take on this. Your prompt template is your last defense. Make it explicit, immutable, and assume that retrieved content is actively trying to override it. Section: Monitoring, Detection, and Incident Response. Security without detection is hope-based defense. RAG systems require comprehensive monitoring across all pipeline stages, with automated detection and clear incident response procedures. Instrument every layer. Log ingestion events, embedding generation, vector queries, retrieval results, and final outputs. Correlate these logs to trace complete request flows. When anomalies occur, you need full visibility. Code example shown in the article, build detection rules for known attack patterns. MITRE ATLAS provides technique descriptions you can operationalize. Create SIEM rules for embedding poisoning indicators, retrieval anomalies, and output deviations. Establish incident response procedures specific to our AG compromises. When you detect poison content, you need playbooks for immediate retrieval blocking, embedding space remediation, source document quarantine, and user notification if compromised responses were served. Regular red team exercises validate your defenses. The Garrick framework provides automated prompt injection testing, but manual testing against your specific implementation catches architecture-specific vulnerabilities automated tools miss. Finally, maintain a vulnerability management program specific to your AI stack. Subscribe to advisories for your vector database, embedding models, and LLM providers. CVE 2025-32476, which affected Pinecone's authentication layer, reminded us that AI infrastructure is just infrastructure. Patch it accordingly. Here's my take on this. Detection without response capability is just an expensive notification system. Build playbooks now, before you need them at 3 a.m. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Our AG pipelines have 5 distinct attack surfaces that require independent security controls: ingestion, embedding, vector storage, retrieval, and prompt construction. Takeaway 2. Document ingestion must include semantic injection detection, structural validation, and cryptographic provenance tracking. Takeaway 3. Vector databases require encryption, strict access control, and monitoring for embedding drift and poisoning indicators. Takeaway 4. Retrieval time access control and context window management prevent both unauthorized access and injection attacks. Takeaway 5. Comprehensive monitoring with correlated telemetry across all pipeline stages is essential for detection and incident response. That's the reality of our AG security in 2026. It's not glamorous work, but it's necessary work. Remember, your AG pipeline is only as secure as its weakest component, and attackers only need one poison document to compromise the whole chain. Start with your ingestion layer. Audit your vector database configurations, and for the love of all that is holy, implement monitoring before you need it. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl.